Hello and welcome back to IT Camps. I'm Harold Wong with Microsoft. In this session, I am going to do a quick demo of configuring Shared Nothing Live Migration in Server 2012 and show you how it works. And if all goes well, we'll actually get a Shared Nothing Live Migration working. So with that, let's go ahead and jump to my demo environment. All right, so here in my environment, I'm connected to a lab. I've got a couple of servers, VDI, and I have development. So on development, I really don't have anything going right now. In VDI, I've got a bunch of VMs that are up and running, one of which is something called WS2012, which I've made a quick connection to. So you can see WS2012 on VDI. Let me go ahead and close this. Just for fun, let us create a new text document called IT Camp Demo from Harold, just so that I have a document on this desktop. I am going to go ahead and jump over to another machine, so give me 1 second. Right here, I am on my machine. I'm going to remotely connect via remote desktop to make sure that this is going to work. So give me 1 second while I do IT Pros. Couple of different things. I'm connecting through a remote desktop gateway. Oh, what did I do wrong? Let's try this again. Okay, and now we will do localhost administrator. When you do a actual secure password, it's always a little bit tricky in terms of typing the password. So here you can see there's the file that I have on my machine. And the reason I'm doing this is I want to actually show you that while I'm doing the live migration, I should maintain connectivity. So if, like I said, if all goes well, this will actually work out. So let me go back to VDI. Now you can see this is locked because I connected remotely. So let me close that session out. I'm going to go to the properties or Hyper-V settings for VDI. Go to live migrations. And you can see I already have it enabled for incoming and outgoing. I am using Credential Security Support Provider. I could also do Kerberos. And I'm going to go ahead and allow a maximum of 2 live migrations. You can set this to what your threshold is. I only have a 1 gig network pipe, so I need to be careful about how many I would actually allow in production. Right, and I'm going to use any available network for live migration. Cancel that one, and let's go to development and do the same thing. I'll go to the Hyper-V settings, look at live migrations, and you can see that I'm enabling same settings, doing 2. In fact, if I also look at storage migrations, you can see I'm allowing simultaneously 2 storage live migrations. This is both for development and VDI. So let's go ahead, cancel there. I am now going to right click on WS2012. I'm going to choose move. I'm going to click next. I'm going to move this virtual machine to another Hyper-V box. So I'm going to click next. I'm going to give it the name, which in my case is development. Click next. And I get a couple of options, right? I can move everything to a single location. I can move by selecting where things are. Or I can move only the VM, but keep the VHD and all the files on the shared storage. Since I'm doing shared nothing, this option won't work. I'll go ahead and select the first one and click next. I'm going to select a file location. So if you notice, it is actually going out to development. And if I go to my D drive, I have a folder called VM Images. And I created a folder called WS2012 over there to host that migration or that move. So let me click next here. And I'm going to click finish. So now it's going to go ahead and prepare to move that file or that VM. The challenge here is we're moving about 8 gigs of VM space, and that's going to take just a little bit of time over that 1 gig network connection. So what I also want to do is move a blank one just to show you that it actually does work. So here I created a new VM called demo. If I look at the settings, you'll see it really doesn't have anything, right? I created a VHDX file, and if I go look at that VHDX file here on my D drive under client VMs, demo, it's only 4 meg, so I didn't do anything, but the key here is I want to at least show that a live migration can complete. This one will go pretty quick, so let me do a move, click next, we'll move the VM, we'll go to development, just like we did with the other server, we'll click next, we'll select the first option again, I'm going to go ahead and put it into VM images, and I created a folder called demo as well. We'll select, click next, and finish. That one was fast, and the reason was it didn't have to move a lot. There wasn't a whole lot to copy. So you can see, there's demo. If I go to settings, you can see there's the demo.vhdx file. The settings are the same. It's connected to CorpNet, right? All of the settings are there. I just wanted to show that at least a move happened during the demo. The other one is just going to take a little bit longer. It's in the process, so I know it's happening. And who knows, maybe it will finish if I just give it another, like, 10 seconds, and it's done. And it's running. Let's go ahead and go back to my RDP session to it, and you can see I am still connected. I never lost connectivity. The RDP session never died at all. I was able to do a live migration, shared nothing, development, totally separate server, totally separate storage. So that is the power of actually doing a shared nothing live migration. The capability that is in Server 2012 is awesome. Right, so now if you actually are constrained, you really do need to make that move, you have the ability, even though you're not doing shared storage, so long as the two servers, the two Hyper-V servers are on the same network and in your environment, life is good. So I want to thank you so much for your time. And before I let you go, I once again want to point out that there are some great links for you to take advantage of Server 2012 yourself. So go download and start testing out the different capabilities. So if you're really, really interested in the shared nothing, you saw how simple and straightforward it was to configure. Hyper-V setup is straightforward as well, and then all you have to do is go change the settings. So get your hands on it, go start looking at System Center 2012, go get educated by using Microsoft Virtual Academy. And with that, I want to thank you very much. And please do go take time and watch some of the other sessions as part of this IT Camp series.